Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg. We are in for the steakhouse on this first day of January. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you Buddy Holly fans, and Happy New Year to folks in College Park. You ain't got nothing to say about College Park? You normally you got
College
something
Park,
to say.
Always, man. Yeah. At the end of the runway.
Thank you.
Very much.
Everybody's waiting. See, you've been throwing these nuggets out for so long, they wait for you to say that about their town.
That's it,
some
man.
Some kind of...
It is at the end of the runway.
Some kind of little something-something there. Like I said, we were hoping to hear, and we're still waiting to find out
if we got a special guest.
Oh, we do? Mr. Crenshaw, would you please?
You ready? I mean, you know, hey, it's maybe early to talk some NASCAR, but we can talk one because we got someone from the area who plays a very vital role with Trackhouse Racing. And I can't wait for people to hear from this guy. His story is simply amazing. Jeremy Kimbrough. Tire Man, that's right, the Tire Man for Trackhouse Racing joins us. Happy New Year to you, man.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you guys. Thankful to be on the show this morning.
Great to have you on. And, I mean, usually I have to wait until I see you down at the racetrack here in town or catch you at another track where you're driving. But I'm very proud of you, what you were able to do. Part of a transition that a number of people have done from another sport to being on a NASCAR pit crew. And I thought it'd be interesting for people to hear from you this morning. Talk about your journey a little bit and what you've been able to do and experience.
Oh, man, it's been an interesting journey for sure. I'll be going into year 10 this year in NASCAR. But I started, I went to school at Cedar Grove High School, played football there, earned a full scholarship at Appalachian State. Became a two-time All-American at App State. Then I went on to play with the Washington Redskins for about a season and a half. I got hurt, injured my shoulder. But then I was able to find a new path in the NASCAR, after I got released. And, I've been hit the ground running ever since. One of my teammates from Appalachian State, he told me about NASCAR, and then I got involved with the D4D program with Coach Horton, and he actually trained me to become a NASCAR pit crew member. And then since then, I turned it into my full-time career, and, I enjoy the sport. I'm a tire carrier, and I've been carrying tire for, going on 10 years now. So, last year was probably my most successful year as a pit crew member. Winning 5 races that year. So it was, just a whole good story and just a good season for me last year.
I got so many questions.
Go ahead, Greg.
Football career, when you get this information from a friend who tells you, oh, man, you need to consider working with NASCAR and doing this and blah, blah, blah. A, how many guys had made that transition from another professional sport, if not football, when you arrived? And then B, What was the training like? It had to be a little different because there's a reason they're reaching out to professional athletes to be a part of these crews. You guys have athleticism in a way that's needed to be jumping over the wall and holding the tire. What was the training like? And while you were doing it, you had to be kind of snickering at yourself going, oh, man, this is going to be interesting.
Oh, for sure. When I started, you were starting to see some guys, transition. A lot of guys had some professional sports background, but it wasn't as much as it is today. I'll say over the course of my career so far, I've seen more and more of guys come in with professional backgrounds. And, that's what NASCAR tends to look at now. They look for athletes who are typically who've been in high-pressure moments and situations because that's what the pit stops are. You know, it's high intensity, high moments. Everybody is kind of just, you know, when she's coming down on pit road, you know, it's, 35 other cars, so you got to decipher everything. So it can get pretty intense. You can get hit any moment. But, the transition from football to NASCAR was it was great for me just because it gave me that same type of feeling that I had playing football, just getting up, getting ready for it. And the training is different. The movements are a little bit more unorthodox. You're running with equipment pretty much. Football, you kind of it's just you and your body out there, and you're trying to go against someone else who's physically trying to stop you. And with NASCAR, nobody's trying to impede you with your job. So it's just learning all the movements and, it's just a lot of agility, a lot of quick twitch stuff, and just being under control. So like a lot of start and stop, from getting from here to getting to there. So the training was just a little bit different, but, once you're an athlete, you're able to adapt to that and then just kind of keep moving forward and, learning all the terminology and the tools you need to be a great pit crew member.
Yep. Spending time on this New Year's Day on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Jeremy Kimbrough from Trackhouse Racing. And he is social. You can follow him on IG at IamThatGuy33. Man, the tire carrier, when the car pulls in, this man goes over the wall with two tires, and he picks them up like they're donuts. I picked up NASCAR tires, man. They're a little trouble. To talk about that because, it's so timing. What is the ideal timing? What's the, the fastest pit stop that you've been a part of? I know you guys had some quick ones this year for your team to be out in front and win races.
Yeah, pit stop times are, they're decreasing every single year, as the margin of error in the field just continues to get better. But you're looking at about like 8 to 9 seconds, for a pit stop during a race. If you're hitting 8 seconds throughout the whole race, then 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to be top five on that day. And you're just having a good day, just gaining spots and executing. It's been some seven. We did some 7 second pit stops, ran in practice before. Wow. So it's just, everything just has to be perfect and, everybody can't do their job without the other person. So, it takes, five guys to change tire and put fuel in the car, but four guys initially to change four tires. So those four guys really got to be in sync with each other and just really playing off of each other. And you're looking at about seven seconds is, that's pretty much peak time right now. But on average throughout a race, you'll get a lot of 8 to 9 second stops. And sometimes those stops, they can vary depending on, what type of race that we're racing and the racetrack itself.
Jeremy Kimbrough joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, here's another one of my questions I got for you. In the 10 years or so that you've been doing this, because I've been watching racing since I was a kid, and whether it's NASCAR or open wheel, whatever, it doesn't matter, because you all are dealing with there's gasoline in the vicinity. So you got to pay attention to that. So what I want to know is whether it's the scariest or most memorable pit stop that you have been in the entire time that you were doing this, what is that and what happened?
Scariest, most. Well, I'll say it was probably about. I'll say it was about maybe 3 years ago, 2022. Well, Yeah, maybe not 4 years ago. Now today's the first. But I was working with Daniel Suarez, and we was in Richmond, Virginia, racing, and we was in pit stall 40, and that's like right at the entrance of pit road. And Richmond has this like this curve before you come into pit road, so it's initially a blind spot. So you can't really see the car until he's pretty much in the stall. And we have headsets on, earmolds, and we're listening to our spotters, and they're giving us communication on where the location of the car is. And during that race, I knew that it was going to be hard for Daniel to kind of see us and us pick him up. So as he came in, it was the first stall. As soon as we got on pit road, he came in, you know, way too hot. He slid the tires, and he actually hit me. He hit my tire, and then I bounced out onto pit road. I held on the tires. I didn't fumble them, but it was definitely a scary moment, you know, as, you know, all the other cars was coming down pit road, and I was kind of in the middle of pit road with two tires in my hand because, you know, he slid through the box, hit me, and then it kind of just ricocheted out there. But I kept the tires in my hand, and I was able to go back and complete the stop. But I kind of had a little bit of claim to fame during that day. You know, just everybody was kind of impressed how I held on to the tires and the fact that, you know, some of the drivers, you know, swerved out the way to not hit me. So I was definitely thankful and appreciative of that.
Look at it. Wow, stuck the dismount and got a good score from the French judge.
And hung on to the tires. That's what they think. Look,
got a 9.9. That was good.
Trackhouse Racing has some real characters, and Justin Marks is the principal owner there. Ross Chastain, we know a lot about his story.
Yeah, buddy.
But talk about the driver that you work with. You worked with Van Giesbergen last year, right, with Shane Van Giesbergen, who has come from, Australia, New Zealand? Where's he come?
New Zealand.
And he has mastered the road race courses. What is it like to work with somebody who's come from another country and has gotten to NASCAR and has been so successful?
Oh, man, it was an absolute joy working with Shane. You know, he was kind of like a breath of fresh air. Because sometimes the NASCAR drivers, you know, they can kind of just get in their head, you know, complain a lot, you know, why is the car running like this and that. And but Shane was the complete opposite. You know, he's a true racer all the way through. You know, he was kind of like he was very much like a sponge last year, just learning all the new tracks and, you know, how the car's working. And he's so knowledgeable and just such a racer mentality where, you know, it was pleasant to hear him on the radio. Just you can just tell that he was just learning. And, you know, the road courses, that was his background. So he was very confident in going and competing in the road courses. And as you can see, he won 5 races, you know, on road courses last year. So he's, you know, about 3 or 4 of them was in complete dominant fashion. So, you know, he was a real joy. You know, I could say that he's probably only going to get better at the oval tracks and the intermediates, mile and a halves and stuff. Cause just the type of mentality of a racer that he is, you know, he's just, very positive guy. Was just a real sponge in trying to learn and execute all these tracks. And, you know, it got better as the year on, you know, throughout with him working on intermediate tracks. So, he was a joy and a pleasure. And, I can see him just only getting better from now just because of the racer mentality that he has.
Listen, before we let Jeremy go, we want to remind everybody, Jeremy Kimbrough, Trackhouse Racing, go Google him, check out what he has done. But also, as we talk about this sport looking for ex-athletes, it's not just limited to men.
Yeah.
We want to remind you that there are women named Christmas Abbott, who scored like the trailblazer of all this. We've had on our show Brianna Daniels.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Talk to her. And Brianna O'Leary are just a few of the ladies that were playing other sports.
Yep.
And then decided to join NASCAR. And like Brianna, she's, you know, tire changer.
Yeah.
They're all in the pits. And so we wanted to get that out too, Jeremy. And I don't know how many women you work with, but listen, it's an opportunity a lot of athletes don't think about, but it's there. And when we talk to people like you, you bring the light on, because we talk to athletes afterwards. Man, I heard you talking to so-and-so, and I never thought about that, but
yeah, we appreciate you doing this. Plus, he's a local product, DeKalb County. DeKalb County, stand up, especially Cedar Grove, stand up.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
This is your guy. I know you guys will be heading for Daytona before you know it, but we thank you for checking in with us and spending some time with us. We'll try to get you back on sometime too, during the course of the season if you have time.
Yes.
All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I definitely appreciate you guys for having me. I enjoyed it, man.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
You have fun when you come hang out with Sam and Greg.
Yeah.
You ain't going to worry about that.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Jeremy. Thank you. Yeah, man. Because, again, this is the second pit crew member that we've had on the show. But, again, this is a great name. Christmas Abbott.
That's something. Remember that,
She was 2012. She started Michael Waltrip Racing. That's what she was working for.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got Jeff Sintel, another voice down there in New Orleans, getting us set for tonight's game, Ole Miss in Georgia. And listen, this has just been a fun show. Steakhouse will normally be here, but Greg will be back on Sunday in our regular spot from 6 until 9. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
A special little tribute to a coworker of ours. Usually here before we start.
Yeah,
so
true.
When I'll see somebody, tell him we played this for him.
All right, now.
Little Bobby Hebe on a first day of the year. Mm-hmm. It is Sam and Greg. We are
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We're in for the steakhouse, and we welcome another voice who's in New Orleans. Although I want to hear this whole song.
No, man, we want to hear from this guy.
Well, we want to hear from Jeff too. But I bet you, Jeff.
I want to know what's
on
the Continental Breakfast at his hotel.
Well, we welcome Jeff Sintel joining us. He's snickering already, right? He knows that he got a couple knuckleheads on there when he got to come visit us, Sam and Greg. Good morning, buddy. How
Good
are
morning,
you?
Man. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, fellas. Sam and Greg, you got me like sashaying down the escalator, listening to those smooth sounds on a New Year's Day morning.
There's a method behind our madness all the time. Sam wants to know what was on the buffet this morning.
He's headed down to get it now. What do they have for the?
He's right. It's a veteran. That's a veteran of the industry right there telling us about that. So. This is a funny story from breakfast the other day, right? So I'm next to this family, right? And it's a son, and it's his like three younger. It's a dad and his three younger sons. Maybe the best friend came down to New Orleans, right? We're on the buffet, right? And like he points to something, and he's like, "Hey, what's that?" And I'm like, oh, that's a beignet. He's like, is that good? I was like, yeah, powdered sugar. You got to try it. Can't leave New Orleans without it. And then he's like, he points at something. He said, hey, what's that? And I said, that's gravy. He's like, and I mean, this was a family that, look, they were from North Georgia, South Georgia, North Florida. Mm-hmm. Looked like they've been around some gravy, but he's like, I've never seen that. And I was like, what? And then he pointed at a biscuit. He's like, what's that? I was like, man, are you messing with me? are you messing with me? Is there like a candid camera here waiting for this? But the thing you want to know about the buffet, here's the real goods on the buffet, is then we moved down to the omelet line, and I was looking at that, and I went to the chef. I said, hey, man, what's that? He's like, crawfish. He's like, we put crawfish in your omelets here in New Orleans.
See, that's been something. When I was in there, they tried to push gator on me. I ain't eating no gator. Remember that when I was there?
But you were down there, right?
Yeah, but see, what he's talking about, Jeff. Mm.
Yeah, that's all right. That's now. That's very nice. Very nice. So let's talk about the game. Since we go down the menu, you guys, what's the vibe been like this week? Because much has been made of this layoff. When we last saw this team play, it was almost a month ago. And the layoff was not kind to teams last year in this tournament. I'll call it a tournament now with 12 teams.
Yeah.
What kind of vibe are you getting for this team in their preparation?
So I've got a kind of a working theory here. I think everybody's seen the stat about how so far in the expanded playoff, the teams that were on the bye, the higher seeds are 0-5. And there's the thinking behind it that, hey, they played a real football game. The team that beat them and upset them, they played a real football game the previous week in the first round. You know, obviously that applied with Miami, Texas A&M, Alabama, Oklahoma, and we'll see the rest of the bracket. My working theory is I don't think Ole Miss, Georgia's opponent today, or, Oregon, who faced JMU last week, Ole Miss got Tulane. I don't really think those were real opponents where you come out of it, you know, sharpened, tested, and you've kind of knocked off that whole rust versus rest thinking you got going on right now. I'll tell you what, guys, the overpowering storyline right now, and gosh, we're going to sound definitely like media members and not like football playing men or football coaches by saying this, but tell you what looms over this game right now is the fact that Georgia will now potentially face Carson Beck in the semifinals. I mean, that's one of those things where you listen to a lot of Georgia fans last night. They poured a stiffer drink when they thought about, hey, let's get – how do you get past Ole Miss? And then you've got to, you know, that matchup. The beat writers on the Georgia beat have already set the over-under on 21 about how many times a Kirby Smart team or Kirby Smart himself will be asked about Carson Beck next week in the prelude. Now, of course – like true media members, we're getting way ahead of ourselves because yeah. Trinidad Chambliss is a really great quarterback for Ole Miss. I just kind of feel like if we want to really break down and talk some ball about it, I propose this to a lot of people that are going down the worry tree, right? And I say, okay, can you imagine Georgia playing in this game and Kirby Smart has left to coach the Atlanta Falcons or something like that? That's a whole nother show. But you sit there and you go, of course, Georgia's not going to be the same football team. And I do feel that way with Lane Kiffin and the Rebels as well.
Yeah.
Jeff has been saying everything I've been saying all morning.
Yeah,
hasn't
yeah, yeah,
I mean,
is,
literally the same thing I've been saying and wondering, too. I won't go down the other rabbit hole that you were talking about, but let's talk about this possibility of the offense of Ole Miss not looking the same as when Lane Kiffin walks the sidelines. And one of the things I speculated, and I got this from other people who follow this program a lot, this is this guy's MO. He makes some of the best in-game adjustments than anybody. Saban's even discussed that. So I'm saying to you, in this matchup, that, and despite what, you know, whatever Georgia does, they are going against a top quarterback, correct? You would agree. And some have said better even than the Heisman Trophy winner that's still playing. What this guy can do is scary, but without Lane making the necessary adjustments that he sees Georgia doing, this could be the X factor that helps Georgia get over this team. Your thoughts on that, man?
Yeah, I think he's really talented. I think he brings a lot of action with his legs that always worries folks. But the big differences in this game is Ole Miss loses Kiffin. And I feel like a guy like Kiffin is a guy that sees maybe three to five things over the course of a game that they've only accumulated through their 25 years of coaching in these high level ball games, whether it's a matchup, whether it's something they can go back to, it's a concept. I think Ole Miss will miss that. But, you know, the one thing everybody points to, and I think is kind of curious, remember when these two teams played back in October, I believe it was 43-35. It was a nail biter. Everybody scored at once. Folks, this is a totally different Georgia defense than the team that took the field that day in Athens and had to win a shootout. I think Vegas knows this because they've set the over-under in this game at 56 points, 55.5. I think they know this will be a different game. I think Georgia's going to try to shrink the football game and really win with its run game, win with its Gunnar Stockton being a +1 asset in the run game as well to take care of some boxes and some box counts and swing those in Georgia's favor. But really, Georgia is a team. I think we've seen all the stats where their roster is almost 60% freshmen, redshirt freshmen, or sophomores, redshirt sophomores. And those are a lot of guys that just needed to see a bunch of ball and get coached up. And I think Georgia has gotten to that point. You see Georgia kind of unleashing and developing new targets. I mean, Georgia kind of got a free agent acquisition, so to speak, in five-star linebacker Zayden Walker, who has came on over the last – basically month of the season because he's finally ready. They're finally turning him loose. And, you know, that's a guy you sit there and you wonder who's the next guy. One of the things I've been hearing is the freshman wide receiver, Talon Taylor, the guy who had that huge drop in the Alabama game. Yeah. He's really been turning a lot of heads in practice. And guys, I also feel these playoffs, the longer they get, you've got to try to find a way to win games differently than you have all season. You know, everybody says, we're going to do what we do. We're going to live and die with the run, yada, yada, yada. But I think you got to have new wrinkles, especially with teams having this much time to prepare. And you got to kind of create some new identities and create some new playmakers. Last time these two teams faced, Georgia gutted them with tight ends. Lawson Lucky had 3 touchdowns in that game. Mm-hmm. I think Georgia's going to try to find a few new playmakers that Ole Miss is going to have trouble dealing with. And Taylor is a special talent. He's the highest rated receiver Georgia signed since George Pickens. And that guy's pretty good. And that's a pretty good stat to give you guys this morning.
Thank you. That
is great stuff. Folks, we're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. He is in New Orleans getting ready for the Sugar Bowl tonight, Georgia and Ole Miss, Jeff Sintel. And he is social. You can always find him at Jeff Sintel, all lowercase, at Jeff Sintel, all lowercase, from Dog Nation. Got to ask you a question that I was thinking about because the transfer portal opens tomorrow. How unfair and how well do you feel, because you keep an eye on recruiting, that Georgia and the coaching staff, while being focused on this game, you know, they got to keep an eye on this as well. It's really a tough spot for all of the teams that are playing in this round of the playoff.
It's very tough, Sam, and it doesn't get any better. I don't know. One of the things us journalists do is we kind of look ahead and see what next year is going to look like. Well, you guys realize next year's national title game is going to take place on January the 27th. They're going to extend it out. They're going to make the break, which is a quick turn now from quarters to semis. You know, Georgia's going to be playing, should they beat Ole Miss, they'd be playing next Thursday in Glendale, Arizona. So it's really a really much quicker turnaround. They're going to kind of expand that a little bit. And that's really the time right now when the portal is going to happen. I expect Georgia to collect and try to find maybe 2 or 3 safeties. I think they'll go get a running back. They lose a lot of wide receivers off this team. Colby Young, Noah Thomas, Dylan Bell. So kind of that list goes on and on a little bit. So Zachariah Branch, I expect he'll go to the NFL as well. So they're going to try to find another veteran wide receiver like they did with Zachariah Branch in the portal. And, I mean, it's really a time that you have to kind of remake your team, especially for Georgia, because Georgia's model is they don't want to pay top dollar for these freshman 5-stars like they have in the past, because it's so funny because, like, Georgia, all these guys they used to get in the past, for example, like the 5-star offensive lineman, well, they lose a head-to-head with Miami for that guy. Meanwhile, they're trying to fight on another beachhead for a 5-star tight end, and they lose a head-to-head there with USC simply because those teams committed more financial resources to that one position. So instead of Georgia stacking a lot of talent in the high school ranks, they've got to kind of take that lesser player now and develop them through their culture and through their practice methods. And for Georgia, the way they kind of offset that is they go find a really nice-looking junior wide receiver or a junior safety or a junior offensive lineman. Those guys are so hard to see in the portal. But that's a guy you can bring in who's a proven college football player. Like, that's the model that Kirby Smart is fighting. If you guys peruse all the press conferences this week, you're starting to hear echoes and whispers of collective bargaining and how how you got to change this thing where the players have instant free agency and they also can up and leave and they can renegotiate or everything else like that. They can really hold a lot of these schools hostage. And Georgia's method is they don't want somebody coming into like the linebacker room that is unproven, that makes more than anybody in there that's been there 2 or 3 years and waited their turn. So the transfer portal kind of allows them the chance, like ETN a couple years ago, Zachariah Branch on this team, to go find that one guy that they think they need, pay him a premium, and then he is in and out to the NFL in 1 year. So it's a really huge roster reshaping a time, while Georgia is also going to have to potentially prepare to play the games that define its season.
Yeah. We have got to get this dude back on here. We have got to. I mean,
but not he's got to go get to the breakfast.
I know that. But as thorough a breakdown of the game is as thorough a breakdown as the buffet.
This is what
we
he does.
Need him back on here.
All right,
Jeff. Thanks, buddy. And that was wonderful. Go ahead.
Hey, man, Sam, you got my number, man. Hit me up anytime, man. Glad to be on you. But you got to play some great tunes before we on the lead in now. We got to hear that stuff, too, now.
That's my job.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate it, man. Be safe down there.
There you go.
Happy New Year, fellas.
All right, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and all that. That's what everybody says. For those of you who are listening to us for the first time and you don't hear us on the weekends, there is no show with better music than Sam and Greg.
That's it.
Is that right?
That's what we do.
And with Noel, too.
All right.
We'll be back on Sunday. But in the meantime, we're going to get you set for John Fricke, who's coming up top of the hour, to continue all this. We're the opening act for a full day of football. Sam and Greg, in for the Steakhouse. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Playing this. Why are we hearing about rain in Southern California?
Because the bottom is falling out in L.A. right now, man. The Rose Bowl is getting sopped right now.
Yeah, but the flowers will look nice.
It's a 100% chance of rain there today.
Yeah.
Man.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You got your weather report.
Can you believe this was rain on the Rose Bowl?
Yes, I absolutely do.
Oh, my goodness. You know they're not prepared for that, man. They don't. They don't know.
Dude, those days are over, man, with. Everybody's ready for rain now.
I'm talking
now.
About Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. They're ready for it.
That's why, man, the streets turn into rivers.
Maybe.
They don't have them little regular drains like we have, man, because they don't get the rain that often.
Well, that's true.
And I was out there once, man, and it rained.
Well, let me get a call letter,
here. Go ahead.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's we're in for the morning. Well, actually, we're in for the steakhouse right now.
Yeah.
And, okay. Go ahead.
I was out there once and rain, like, you know, they have earthquakes and they talk like, oh, it's just an earthquake. No, man, the ground moves.
Well, that's different.
Right? And I'm saying, well, y'all have tornadoes. Well, we get warnings.
Yeah.
I was out there once, and they had like a, wasn't really a real tornado, but like a water spout thing that came up, and it turned over like a dinghy or something in Marina Del Rey. The folks lost their minds. They flat out lost it. It rained, and there was a man on the corner selling umbrellas like hot dogs at noon because people don't own them. People don't even own umbrellas.
I disagree with that.
He's on the corner selling them, man.
I got it. Maybe not everybody's got them.
This guy's on the corner selling umbrellas, man, because it's raining. And I'm like, this guy. And now you look at the
people who are traveling there don't bring an umbrella with them.
No, but the people that live there don't have them.
Dude, my brother lived there. He had all that stuff. He had rain gear. He ain't been living in Chicago since Carter was president. But you're right. They don't expect that. But you're looking at Herb Street with a hoodie on.
He got a towel on his head because this rain is blowing in on their set. He's doing that
for a different reason. He doesn't want something to run down and leak on his shirt.
They are showing this rain out there that's in its 100% chance. I guess it's with the parade. I guess they'll still have the parade in the rain. We'll find out.
Change the channel. It should be on right now, or coming up. That would be at noon, wouldn't it?
Yeah, about an hour, about 11 o'clock our time. Come on. But, I mean, that's, oh, man. I hadn't expected to see that. But speaking of weather.
Yes.
We do have an event coming up on Saturday. I want to remind people of the polar opposite of the peach tree, right? The reverse peach tree is something that the Atlanta Track Club started doing, and it will take place this Saturday. It will start in Piedmont Park and end at Lenox Square.
Yep.
You're going to run the other way instead of making that left turn into Piedmont, but you're going to make the right turn on the peach tree and drive, run up past the hospital, and once you get to the hospital, you're going to run downhill into Lenox.
So the question is, will Chesley be there?
I don't know. Anybody going to be out there with this? But I wonder if our own Abe Gordon is going to, because I think Abe ran it.
Saw Abe the other day.
I know it. Because he loves to run these events, and he may. I don't know if Andy Bunker is going to get out there in the cold, because he runs them sometimes too. But that's coming up Saturday. I understand it's sold out, so congrats to the Atlanta Track Club for putting on this event. But in case you're coming anywhere near Peachtree or Midtown on Saturday, it will be blocked off because folks will be running the other way, running the opposite Peachtree on this coming Saturday. So get ready for
that. Take a second, also talk about the monks too. We had mentioned that earlier, and you said they came through Noel's neighborhood.
Yes.
They came up and picked up their partner. Who had been rehabbing here, and he joined. Now, how did he join the group? Did he get a wheelchair or something
like that, a motorized chair or something? My guess. I don't know how far he will go along with them or is able to in his condition, but just to have them join in with them once again was amazing. Just the outpouring of support has been remarkable, something you don't expect to see. And just the general idea as we start this new year, some people are just taking a walk just in the name of peace, which is remarkable. Now, the people saying you got to stop bringing them things, because, I mean, people have been bringing them things, and they really aren't soliciting anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but people see people doing something like that. They're inspired. They want to do something. They want to donate something, I think, other than water or something. And I understand they eat once a day. You eat once a day, and they have to time it the right time of day to do that.
I would imagine you would think about something like that. You can't peel off, and you know there's no porta potties on their path.
That's something that they really mapped out in the path that they're going, so they can do those things. But they eat once a day, and those things I found out about, you know, what they do and how they're doing what they're doing. But there is a vehicle I think that trails them that has supplies. But they said there's no more room in that vehicle for the stuff that folks are trying to bring them things, you know. And for the dog, you know, a lot of people, you know, are impressed by the dog, who is very disciplined. He very much reflects them.
Mm-hmm.
He's very much a reflection of them.
Sam and Greg, again, we are in for the steakhouse. I didn't ask you because you started talking about the weather out in California.
Yeah, man.
And we spent all this time talking about what's going on in New Orleans, and whoever wins there is going to take on Miami here. At Mercedes-Benz, but
no,
they're going to be taking them out in Arizona.
We get the winners of
the winners of the other two will play here.
The ground crew, the ground. Look at this.
Yeah. Well, they can't see it on the radio.
Whoa,
so
man, they're trying to
squeegee in the water off.
Squeegeeing the water off the field.
But this is now. That's not till 5 hours between now and when the game kicks off.
Man,
so you got plenty of time.
Plenty of time for more water.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let me ask you, what does that do for an Indiana-Alabama game, if anything? Do you believe?
Wow. And that's the thing, you wonder who has an advantage in a game like this. Mm-hmm. You think things from the Big Ten. You think the Big
I'm
Ten
thinking Indiana.
Play in the weather that can be a little, you know.
Yep, inclement.
Can be a little terse at times.
Ooh, that's better than my word.
Weather can be a little terse. And so that's you figure that's. But this is rain. It's not snow or ice or something that you would think teams.
But it's a running game. It's how, you know. Just everything about that sort of feel is something that Indiana has dealt with more playing in the Big Ten in those stadiums than Alabama has. Not that they aren't versed in it. I'm just saying, if I had to point toward one or the other, I would point toward
Indiana. Bad of these teams, man. They've been out in California probably just sunshine, having a nice time practicing. And here's game day, and the bottom is falling out. I mean, this is, you know.
It's not the best conditions, but it ain't bottom ain't falling out. Yeah, they're all healthy. The teams are healthy.
They're
going to make their adjustments. What if they were playing someplace where the snow was going on? They would make the adjustments.
They will, but I'm just saying where you're located. You don't, you know.
Will we ever see any of these playoff? I'm trying to think of how many outdoor stadiums we got. We had the Orange Bowl. Okay, that's going to be outdoor today. You got Rose Bowl outdoor today.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar Bowl's indoors. Cotton Bowl's indoors.
Cotton Bowl's outside.
They played that Jerry World.
They played Jerry World. Yeah. Well, it's got a hole in the roof.
No, right? They kept that thing closed.
They kept it closed?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Fiesta Bowl, that's out there where Arizona plays, so that's a bowl. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a dome.
That's a dome.
The Peach Bowl here.
Peach
and
bowl.
Then Miami will be outside.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But you haven't said anything about the other matchup, too, Oregon and Texas Tech.
I'm going to lean on what Brad Nessler told me. Brad Nessler thinks Oregon can win the whole thing.
I think Indiana can win the whole thing, to be honest with you.
You know, he thinks they can do it. And we may have seen the team that can win it all last night in Miami. I just think they may have it. And like I said, what better chance for the ACC to show up and just kind of spoil the party, right? Because everybody has poo-pooed the ACC all season long. And here's their representative showing up and representing, taking out a team that was number one country for the majority of the season in Ohio State. And now they're sitting there ready to come back with their quarterback potentially and face Georgia. That's just, you know, I won't say it's a shame because that game's going to be on the other side of the country. But just the idea that that's going to be happening. Yeah, we'd love to have that game here in Atlanta.
Right.
But it won't be.
But the other thing about this is, and see, if you subscribe to that theory, cool. But if it goes the other way, And Miami ascends, like you said, they get to the championship game, so they're representing the ACC. I do believe Indiana's going to take it all. Every time I look at the brackets, I keep thinking about a couple years ago when the Rangers won the World Series with Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
And nobody expected the Rangers. They'll eventually fold. It's the Rangers, right? It's eventually going to happen.
Yeah.
And they never did. They just kept winning. And that sticks into my head when I think of Indiana. And wouldn't it be just sort of crazy if you had this ACC team playing in the national championship game from a conference that's considered basketball against a team that comes from a state and a program that's considered a basketball school.
Yep.
That's when you know everything has changed and you got to throw all the old sensibilities out and you have to recalibrate your thinking as far as how all of college basketball. We were talking about this as college sports, excuse me, but we were talking about this earlier. We just had Jeff on here talking about players holding teams hostages and blah, blah, blah. And he broke all that down. But one of the things that we talked about earlier, when these guys get into the transfer portal, their objective may be different now other than just getting themselves on a team because of the NILs that are available. Some of these guys are going to, you know, these states where taxes are a little bit more lenient than others.
Yeah.
So, you know, Texas and Florida and places like that may be a lot more attractive to those top players. Now, was it Arch? Is he the top of the food chain right now as far as NIL college players?
Probably so as far as what he already has. But, I mean, there's always, like I said, some new five-star kid that's coming out.
From Notre Dame who's going to be playing here.
Yeah. Oh, she's probably got a nice deal up at Notre Dame, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Hannah Hidalgo, who plays later on today. The Notre Dame women are here in town. They're playing Georgia Tech today at 4 o'clock over at McCamish. You want to catch one of the top talents in women's basketball. She is in town today and plays at 4 o'clock. But like you were talking, you know, the thing that's different between the NFL and what you see in the college, the things with the pro teams is they have, you know, the owners are in place. They have the salary caps and whatever the things they have that kind of levels the playing field so much. and nobody's going to deviate from that. They're going to stay with that. College, not so. There's always this wildcat booster, somebody who, you know, who's out there looking for a way to slide somebody another set of car keys or and so people talk about, well, wouldn't we rather have a commissioner of college sports? It's up to the schools to say, you know, hey, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do. And the players know that they can get people to do that. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to get what they can get. And that's the difference between the pros right now and college. But college won't do it because you don't want to put a cap. You don't want to tell that booster or that donor or whoever mm-hmm. who happens to own a series of car lots around the state. Right. You know, so, I mean, they won't rein themselves in and say we're not going to allow it. They won't.
And why is that?
Because there's always going to be some.
No, because everybody knows how much money's being pumped into via the TV networks, yeah. Whoever it is, they know the amount of money that's
there. But everybody's seeking that advantage. Everyone is seeking that advantage some kind of way.
And they're feeling like what I'm providing for this sport, I should be able to get this.
Right.
And if they ain't getting this, they're going to make it even more difficult for whatever is about to happen next. I mean, this is like where we are in 2026.
But the pro model, and once again, that would come the way if the athletic directors or the commission of the conferences or whatever would come out of and really stand on it and say, hey, this is not happening. This is what it's going to be, and that's all.
But you can't do that, though.
Why not? You got to tell the incoming. I mean, just what Jeff Centel said, you're going to have an incoming player having more money than somebody that's been there playing for you a couple of years. That's the kind of stuff to me. I'm surprised we haven't heard more negative stuff in locker rooms over stuff like that. You know, I really, you know, and maybe it does happen. We just don't get it. It just doesn't get out.
I don't know what it's going to look like if they do that, because one of the things that we've talked about, you and I, because others have brought this up, is all of this is conversation about what sports are going to look like and how they're going to deal with the transfer portal and all of that until the academic calendar in colleges change. Because until that happens, these guys still got to take tests. They got to prepare for the classroom stuff is still paramount, right? That's still in place. And they can't get around certain benchmarks that are part of the academic calendar. And so they're going to have to work in tandem. And my thing is, if the academic departments or the people who are there that are going to be a part of this process that works this out, they might have the upper hand and they might say, no, you guys aren't going to run things. We're going to run things. Meaning, presidents?
I don't know when you're going to see that.
I don't know when it's going to happen either.
I haven't heard that. I don't see that happening.
But you know that the academic calendar is a thing.
I understand that. But okay. I don't see them because the athletics are going to play when they play. Like right now.
I'm talking about the transfer portal and how that all happens and how you go about jumping from school to school and the things that we are watching right now. It is the Wild West.
Yeah.
And there's no laws and there's no rules in place. And so what it's going to look like down the road, we're speculating. So I'm throwing that other speculation in there because they do have to work with this other calendar, correct? They've stretched out sports. The other parts haven't been stretched out. Right, the academic calendars haven't been stretched out. They haven't moved.
A lot of athletics go beyond the school year.
I think about
the college baseball World Series. School, the spring semester is long gone. Graduation and everything's done before they finish college baseball World Series.
But isn't this a byproduct of everything as far as sports being added on? They're doing more of it. They're adding on games. They're doing more things because there's more money to be gotten.
Right, there's more money.
And when you do that, eventually you're going to bump up against something else. That's all I'm saying. And I don't know what it's going to look like, and I don't have a solution, nor know how it's going to be played out. All I know is eventually, like us, we're going to be living amongst coyotes and other things coming in our backyard eating our dogs. And it's something we don't know.
We do have some of them in the area, don't we?
We got crazy stuff going on. But everything is bumping up against each other.
Yeah.
May you live in interesting times.
As we start this new year.
All right, we got to get out of here. I can hear John Fricke yelling at Noel right now. We'll be back on Sunday. Noel, thank you. Thank you. And welcome back. For the rest of you, happy new year. And thank you for letting Sam and I be a part of the first day of your radio listening year.
Yep. I'll see you 6 o'clock this evening, CBS News Atlanta.
That's right. And the two of us will be back on Sunday. And by the way, if you get a time, watch Beauty in Black, Tyler Perry's. It's on Netflix. Check out James the Butler. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank you for calling. calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation. You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.